The issue of assisted suicide is back before state lawmakers on Beacon Hill as they consider whether to allow doctors to prescribe lethal doses of drugs to terminally ill patients. The legislature's Committee on Public Health heard arguments on the plan, as WBUR's Steve Brown reports.
The bill is similar to a ballot initiative that was narrowly defeated by voters 3 years ago. A patient with an incurable illness judged by a doctor to be within 6 months of death could request a lethal dose of medication. The request would need to be made before two witnesses, including one non-relative. The patient would also have to meet with a counselor to ensure the patient is not suffering from any psychological conditions that might affect judgment. State Representative Lori Ehrlich of Marblehead says the bill will give terminally ill patients a choice.
We are nothing if not a compassionate state. And it doesn't fit that we are telling residents of Massachusetts who are facing terminal illness with accompanying pain and loss of dignity that they must endure it all, or if they want more options, pick up and move to another state where the law is already in force.
Oregon, Washington, and Vermont currently permit doctor-assisted suicide for the terminally ill. California joins that list in January. Opponents of the measure say it may open the door to unintended consequences. Laura Lambert, a cancer surgeon and palliative care physician at the UMass Medical Center in Worcester, calls the bill a personal death panel in a bottle.
If passed, rather than encouraging our society to demand better palliative and hospice care, this bill runs the risk of creating a societal expectation of a duty to die.
Legislative leaders have been noncommittal to the future of the bill, with Governor Baker saying he's taking his lead from the voters who rejected the referendum back in 2012. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the Statehouse.